We're back on with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Appreciate some more of your time, bud.
Oh, as always, appreciate you having me out on the show.
So we talked a lot about ice conditions. It seems like there's still a lot of ice underneath all this melted snow and slush now. And actually, the conditions have got a little better. You don't want to be driving vehicles out there just yet, as we saw on that Facebook post with that truck going in. Glad that nobody got hurt. But the really good news is the access has gotten better to a lot of these lakes. So let's talk about the fishing.
Yeah, fishing in the area has been pretty good. I'm hearing most of the results coming from East Bass. That's one of the more accessible sites. When I say the access sites are better, well, don't try to think you're going to get a little two-wheel drive car in there, because, you know, they're pretty slushy, so you could get stuck fairly easily, but the clearance is much lower. But yeah, anglers out there doing really good for pike. Lots of those hammer handle pike, but you can keep five in combination. Only one of them can be 24 inches or bigger. Everything else has to be smaller. And I would highly recommend, if you catch a nice pike out of any of the lakes around here, to put them back, because hammer handle pike cannot eat hammer handle pike, and the bigger pike can eat the hammer handles, so we can have bigger pike for fishermen to come catch. So lots of pike, lots of hammer handles, doing pretty good on the crappie, not really getting a lot of size to them. You have to pick through them. Little shag anglers were going out there doing pretty good, catching some trout, catching some nice size bluegills. The launch is a bit iffy to get there. I've been hearing good reports out on Sporley Lake, catching splake. And I want to also mention that, you know, West Bass out there, I would definitely be weary of the ice out there. There was only a few inches when it was at its best, so I would probably avoid that area. And then, yeah, did some fishing this weekend with my buddy out on Teal. Did good. I mean, people are driving their vehicles a little ways out there, you know, but they're driving sleds, everything else. We were out a ways, about 12 inches of ice, fished for a few hours. We had a nice little mess of perch, nice little 7 to 10 inch little fatties, just using wigglers, mainly wigglers and waxworms with a teardrop or a spoon. So it seemed like lots of anglers were out there. So fishing is good out there.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And I'm curious how much slush and snow was on Teal. How tough was it?
Oh, Teal was perfect. They just didn't get as much snow as it seemed like we got dumped on that last batch there, like we did here in Gwynn. So when I went out, I was dragging the sled, walking out there. It was nice. I was just on a snow machine path, but there's no more than inch or two of snow out there. So wow. 12 inches of good ice where we were, and sliding out was a breeze. And there were trucks out there just a little ways and sleds, and so bring your side-by-side, bring your sled, but I wouldn't recommend bringing a plow truck.
I really appreciate it, Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Good stuff today, and good details to pass along. I appreciate that. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, hope everybody had a happy holidays. Happy New Year's. We're open every day, 8 to 4. Come and see us.
This is The Outdoor Show.